The annual two-day SA Country Football Championships is on this weekend. SANFL Head of Community Football, Lisa Faraci, joins me now. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Jenny. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. It sounds like it's going to be a big one.
Huge event for us, particularly off the back of not having country champs last year. Really important that we got this event back up and running just to showcase what's happening with country football and the talent that's out there across men and women's football.
Yeah, I hear that quite a few people will be heading down to the South Coast.
Yeah, so we anticipate there'll be over 450 people just with players and officials supporting those players. And then we anticipate about another 5,000 people over the course of the weekend to watch both country championships and also a sample match on the Saturday between South Adelaide Footy Club and Adelaide Football Clubs. So, yeah, big boon for the region, very important event for us, but also important socially and economically for the Victor Harbour region as well, and what that's going to bring to the local community.
Yeah, I do hear it actually raised quite a lot of money for local businesses a couple of years ago.
Yeah, so we did an economic analysis post the event in Port Pirie, and it comes out at about $500,000 approximately just in regards to accommodation, F&B and local benefits. So it's definitely worth an event worth hosting where regions are interested. But it's more to around that community feel that comes with country football. So you've got the hugest event in South Australia in regards to football being hosted in your town and all the benefit that brings and the showcase for not only our players but also kids out there tomorrow can see a pathway for them into the future, because it does lead to selections into sample teams and then potentially AFL teams down the track for both men and women.
Oh, fantastic. So we're seeing male and female representative teams from 6 regional zones competing, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And we've got, so the game schedule is up on our website. First game to kick off in the morning, so on Saturday morning for the men's is Southern Districts and Eastern's. And then in the women's, the first game in the morning is Murray South East and Central Women's. So that starts at, they start off at 9 a.m. Women's goes through to roughly 2:30 p.m. and then men's is 2:50, and then we head into the sample match. So big day of footy on the Saturday and then finals on Sunday at Victor Harbour. And the games are spread over 2 areas, so Encounter Bay and Victor Harbour. And it's also important to mention that Encounter Bay have their new change room facility opening on Saturday afternoon as well. So that club's under the pump with a lot of work happening on them for Saturday and over the course of the weekend.
Yeah, and what's happening with the SANFL? Is it the South Adelaide versus Adelaide?
Yep, South Adelaide versus Adelaide. So they'll all head down on Saturday. I think they're bringing buses down. And look, that's an addition that we've brought into country championships, and it's really important that our SANFL clubs and sport champs, and have been happy to do so, brings a new flavour to the champs, ensures that we've got some streaming happening of our games, and we've actually had the benefit of getting live streaming for all our games this year, which is terrific. But it just brings that talent pool together along with our country football. So really important to have that collaborating across both areas of footy in South Australia.
Oh, great. So is that something we'll be able to watch on your social media, or is it on the Adelaide Now site?
So it'll actually be across the advertisers live streaming that, and we've got it via our digital pass as well. So you'll be able to see that from 2:30 p.m. on Saturday.
Any predictions? Are there any particular teams that do really well in these sorts of things?
Southern Districts, always in the men's, historically have been very good across the inauguration of the game. So when we started back in 94, they've been the area that was the zone that's had the most wins for the men's. And the women's have only been going a couple of years, so Eastern in 2018 and Southern Districts in 2019. So it'd be interesting to see who comes up this year, because they've had a year off and female football has continued to develop their talent pool. So that'll be the interesting one to watch, because we don't quite know what we're going to get with the women's competition. It's always an exciting event to see what happens in that space.
Absolutely. That is fantastic. It's just going to get better and better as well.
That's right. Yeah, and look, the development with the girls is just critical, and this is, again, another pathway that young girls can see into where they could head if they want to keep going with their football careers.
Excellent. So to get tickets, SANFL website?
SANFL website. Yeah, we do encourage people to get tickets now. It is really important. It is because of COVID protocols. We do have to have tickets before entry, so it's the same as any other game of football, and it's all up on our website along with the match schedule for the weekend.
Beautiful. Lovely to have a chat with you today, Lisa Faraci. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jenny. Looking forward to the weekend.